From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The last part of the healthcare overhaul is headed to the president's desk. NPR's Audie Cornish reports House lawmakers cast the final vote on a package of fixes a couple of hours ago.
The reconciliation bill strips the special Medicaid deal for the state of Nebraska negotiated in the Senate last year. It also changes the penalties for people who fail to buy insurance and imposes fines on businesses who don't provide coverage. California Democrat Henry Waxman.
Tonight we complete action on this legislation and cement for all Americans their sense of security that they will always be able to afford and access health care for themselves and their families.
While much of the health overhaul does not go into effect for many years, some of it will take effect in 2010. Insurance companies are banned from putting lifetime limits on policies, and young adults can stay on their parents' insurance until they're 26. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
Congressional Democrats also have passed the most sweeping changes to the federal student loan program. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports that private lenders will no longer serve as middlemen.
The direct lending proposal put forth by the Obama administration ends the federal government's partnership with private banks and lenders, which for decades were allowed to issue government-backed student loans. Now, the U.S. Education Department will be solely responsible for issuing those loans, saving the government nearly $9 billion a year in subsidies. The total savings from the switch to direct lending are estimated to be $61 billion. Most of that is supposed to go back into more aid for college students, historically black colleges, and community colleges. Private lenders won't be out of the picture entirely. They'll still be paid to manage and collect loan payments from students. But by July 1st, all 5,500 colleges in the federal student loan program will be direct lending institutions, whether they want to or not. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News.
Too few homeowners with upside-down mortgages are getting help from a government program that's supposed to help them avoid foreclosure. The Obama administration will announce a plan Friday to address the problem, according to an administration official. The government says more than 1 million people have applied or inquired about the program over the past year, but that only 170,000 of the cases have been completed. Pfizer is preparing to appeal its conviction of violating federal racketeering laws by promoting unauthorized use of its epilepsy drug. A jury in Boston ordered the drug maker to pay at least $47 million in damages. The amount is to be tripled under the racketeering law. California-based Kaiser Foundation Health Plan and Kaiser Foundation Hospitals claimed Pfizer led them to believe that the Neurontin could be used to treat migraines, bipolar disorder, and other conditions. Pfizer argued that Kaiser physicians still use the drug. This is NPR News. The Vatican is strongly defending its decision not to defrock an American priest accused of molesting about 200 deaf boys in Wisconsin, saying there was no cover-up. Church and Vatican documents show that two Wisconsin bishops urged a Vatican office to let them hold a church trial against the Reverend Lawrence Murphy in the 1990s. But a deputy for Cardinal Ratzinger, who led the Vatican office, ruled that the alleged crime happened too long ago and that the accused was ill. Ratzinger is now Pope Benedict XVI. Members of the Hare Krishna religion and other groups may not receive donations at the Los Angeles International Airport. NPR's Carrie Kahn says the ruling follows a decade of court battles over the issue.
The state's high court ruled unanimously that a 1997 ordinance by the city of Los Angeles banning solicitation at the international airport was reasonable. The justices said that passengers at the busy airport are rushed and could miss their flights by intrusive solicitors. The court, however, left open the question asked by lawyers for the Hare Krishnas as to whether the airport is a public area where free speech is protected under the state constitution. A lawyer for the Hare Krishna religious group called the court's ruling disgusting and said it was the beginning of the end of free speech in California. Groups will still be free to preach at the airport but can no longer receive immediate donations. They could ask for them to be sent in at a later time. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
Wall Street stocks climbed into triple-digit territory, but stocks ended the day only slightly higher. The Dow Jones Industrials rose 5 points, the Nasdaq edged a point lower. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.